Current state on WKAR, 10 seconds. That's all that stood between the University of Michigan and the 2015 Paul Bunyan Trophy. But like a great heavyweight fighter, MSU rose up from the canvas before the 10 count to shock U of M and send 100,000 stunned Maize and Blue fans home to wonder what happened. George Blaha and Jason Strayhorn made the radio call on the Spartan Sports Network.
Bad snap. Bobble. Scooped up. Here come the Spartans. Down the sideline. Racing into the end zone.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Racing into the end zone is Jalen.
Oh, my God.
Watts. Jackson. Touchdown, MSU.
Touchdown.
Folks, no flags.
The no flags.
Oh, my God. Piling on each other in the end zone. It's over. The Spartans win again.
Oh, the Spartans win again.
Oh, you can't fake that. I mean, that was like a little slice of life inside every living room, rumpus room in mid-Michigan. Joining us now, current state host Al Martin, who is at Saturday's game. In your post-game video, Al, right after the final MSU touchdown, you were at something of a loss for words. Have you recovered yet?
I still don't know what to say. I mean, how great was that call, though, from Blaha and Strayhorn,
oh,
right?
Oh, I mean,
Strayhorn just I don't even know if he was close near the mic at all. He just loses his
well,
mind.
Well, he captured it for all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was beside themselves.
And the reason, I mean, and you'll see it in my post-game report on WKAR.org right now, just posted, and you saw it, Mark. I mean, when it happened, and I was telling the story behind the glass just a minute ago, I'm sitting on my phone, right, and that's where I keep all my notes, and I'm preparing for my report from this game, and I had two stand-ups ready, talking about how Michigan State lost this game.
Right.
I'm sitting there talking about how Jim Harbaugh, I mean, the hype is real. Michigan is now a legit playoff contender. And then when it happens, we see the fumble happen, and I look to my production assistant, Isaac, and I'm like, oh. And I remember saying, oh. And then Jalen Wash Jackson has the football, and he starts to run, and I say, oh. And I grab Isaac by the shoulders, and I don't know what I was doing because he's shooting. He has to stay still to get the entire play. And then when he crosses the end zone, I'm sitting next to Fred Heumann and Kevin Gale from Channel 6, and Fred starts yelling like, did he score? Is the game over? Then we see the crowd rush the field, and we're like, yeah, that's it. Silence at the big house. Mm. We run out there, and it was complete chaos after that. Unbelievable moment, Mark.
Never give up was the Spartan post-game mantra. What did you hear players saying after the game?
The big thing that stood out to me was that even with just 10 seconds on the clock, Mark, this team, and you know, it wasn't cliche talk either. And I can honestly say it because I've seen these players, you know, and I've interviewed many athletes where after a game, if they do pull out a last second victory, hey, we believe we still had a shot. When I talk to different players on that field and in the post game presser, they legitimately believed. And I heard Riley Bullitt, actually, he rallied the troops and said, you know what? We're going to make a stop here. We're going to block this kick. And they legitimately believed that they were still in the game, even though there were only 10 seconds left. It wasn't coach speak. That was the thing that really stood out to me.
Yeah.
They believed that even when they're down, they can still win.
Shalit Calhoun said something really interesting after the game. I want to get your take on. Quote, I wouldn't say we deserve to win anything. We went out there, we competed, and we got the win. How do you interpret that remark?
The way I interpret that, Mark, is that when looking at how this game went, Michigan State, and again, I told you, I was preparing for a Michigan State loss. So, you know, I started looking around and getting footage, actually, of rejoiceful Michigan fans about the win, smiles everywhere. And I think Shalik made that comment from a standpoint of deserve, because looking at this entire year, Mark, everything has been earned for Michigan State. It hasn't been pretty. It has not been pretty. At times, Michigan State has shot itself in the foot and set itself up for a loss. But the fact that they are sitting here undefeated, Shalik's statement alludes to the fact that, hey, even though we haven't played great, we still have pulled it out and are in many ways, you know, fortunate, very fortunate, and in many senses of the word, lucky to still have an unblemished record.
The New York Times' Mark Tracy headlined his story about the game, quote, that ending aside, Michigan has reason to take heart. It kind of begs the question, Al, how should Michigan regard this loss?
Oh, man. I guess it depends on the lens that you're looking at, you know, looking at it through. As a fan, you're heartbroken because this win, whoever, and again, I said this before the game even started, whoever won that game this past weekend immediately gets thrusted into legitimate talks of possibly making a solid case for the college football playoff. The loser, you're kind of just playing to end out the year on a high note and to possibly compete maybe if things, you know, align right for a Big Ten championship. But at the end of the day, it kind of, you know, you take a big hit as far as postseason, immense postseason goals. So for Michigan, you're devastated. You're upset. I mean, you were 10 seconds away.
The money question, should we consider Michigan with Ohio State still on the schedule? Should we consider Michigan still a national title contender with two losses?
I think, let's say if Michigan State ends up falling to Ohio State and Michigan beats Ohio State on November 28th, mm-hmm. then you have an interesting predicament. Yeah. Then it starts to get really sticky there, Mark. I still believe that if Michigan State does fall, there is a bit of hope for Michigan. But again, you got to look at the other side of the Big Ten as well. Iowa right now is still undefeated. They beat Northwestern by, I believe, 20 points this past weekend. They are a legit contender. And a lot of people are, I think, paying so much attention to the West that they're forgetting that Iowa is still lingering out there, and they have a legit shot at winning the Big Ten. If Iowa wins the Big Ten, then it gets real interesting because who is Iowa play? That's the argument that will come up. Does Iowa deserve to be in the playoff even though they won the Big Ten? Mm-hmm. A lot of conversations you can have, Mark.
Al Martin is host of WKAR's Current Sports on AM 870 every weekday at 1 p.m. Current State on TV every Thursday night at 10. I'm being told the previous interview will be subject to an official review. They're calling it back, Al. These officials cannot stop reviewing everything.
I'm telling you, it never stops,
It's just unbelievable. Al Martin of WKAR's Current Sports.